I would like to talk a little bit more about externalizing shame. This is a concept where I found more help in reading books on abuse than I did on books about trauma, mental health, and healing therapy. The reason for this is because I, as an abuse survivor, was drowning in shame, as all abuse survivors are. So the last thing I needed was to hear about how I could fix my shame, because I already felt that I was wrong at the core of me. So I visited therapist after therapist after therapist, and while they were helpful in giving me strategies to heal my wounds and having somebody to talk to, to diagnose me with CPTSD and to recognize that I do have trauma, I found that they failed at understanding that I didn't need therapy. I needed to undo the shame that was put upon me that wasn't mine, so that I could return to my core self, which wasn't shameful at all. So I've spent many, many years working with people, doing the typical therapeutic exercises that we're not doing anything. I felt myself getting worse and worse and worse. And the reason was because while on the surface, I was working with things that I thought I could control, with things that would help me feel better and improve myself, I was suppressing and denying my deep, deep wound of I am so wrong. So every time I did something to fix myself, quote unquote, I was actually furthering the wound of shame. So I stopped for a while because it was getting really, really bad. And I put down those books and I put down the therapy for a while. And I decided to just sit with my shame. And this is an exercise that I describe in the course. And just listen. And listen to in full radical acceptance, in full surrender, in full paranoia, because I was scared out of my mind, and hear what it had to say. And then I felt while it was telling me a lot of stories and a lot of things that happen to it and what it really needs and what it really feels, I also felt this yearning, this to, lean towards books on abuse and lean towards books on how to tell if you've been harmed. So that's what I did. And I became obsessed with those books, and I ended up highlighting like half of them. And there were chapters that I read that hit me so strongly, that resonated with me so deeply, that I had to shut the book, put it down, and I had to sit with it for days and just oh my God, this is it. This is it. I found it. I understand what's going on. And that shifted my whole perception. And one thing about shame is perception plays such an important part. Without the perception, you have this perception of yourself that there's wrongness, right? That there is fault, that there's powerlessness, that there's hopelessness, that there is failure. All the parts that we think we can't get out of, you can't. But you must, and the should voice, and all that stuff. And flipping the perspective pulled a huge weight of shame out of me. I still had to dig deep and work with it in my body. All this, the stuff I was forced to swallow and all the stuff, in, you know, embedded in my tissues. But my mindset changed. And with the mindset, I was able to start working with my wounds and quote unquote fixing myself from a new perspective. I was now doing therapy from the point of, okay, I'm removing what is not mine. I'm removing what was put upon me as opposed and reclaiming my true self as opposed to trying to fix and behave a certain way so that I wouldn't have shame anymore. And I started to look at the shame differently. I started to accept it, not as something as to fix, but something as, wow, you know, with compassion, like, wow, I'm really sorry that you had to carry this for so long. And I started to talk to myself like that. And things really started to shift, profoundly shift. And I was able to layer by layer, like, you know, kind of like onion layer by onion layer, except there were thousands of them, you know, remove beliefs, false beliefs about me and discover my true self and my values and find this sense of power that was already there and this sense of worth and love that was already there. That I just was all hidden. It was all covered. And now I could see it. And now working with those deep wounds of terror and paranoia was not so hard because I wasn't fighting against it. I was now working with it. And I think this is so important to working with shame. And I really wish a lot of therapists understood this more. And it comes with the whole paradigm of psychology of, you know, self-improvement. But we're not working on self-improvement here. We're working on self-acceptance. And we're working on removing what's not yours.